Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are headed into the Valentine's Day week and our horticulture experts sharing some advice on how to care for some flowering gifts if you receive either cut flowers or potted flowers for Valentine's Day. If you have cut flowers in the home, there are several things you can do to lengthen the life of those flowers in a vase. First of all, if your flowers don't come in a vase and you have to put them in a vase, you want to make sure it is clean before the flowers enter it. Wash any previously used containers with hot, soapy water to remove debris and destroy bacteria and fungi that may be lingering in the vase. You also want to remove all foliage from the flowers that will be below the waterline. Submerged foliage may decay and shorten the life of cut flowers. To promote water uptake, cut off the bottom half to 1 inch of the stems with a sharp knife and then immediately place the cut flowers in a vase. You can add a commercial preservative to the water to prolong the life of the cut flowers. A small pack of floral preservatives comes with most cut flowers, so simply follow the directions on the packet. You'll want to place the flowers, once they're in the vase, in a cool, brightly lit location in the home or office. Keep them away from heat sources or cold drafts. Check the water level daily and add water as needed. Completely change the water if it becomes cloudy or begins to smell, and that should keep those beautiful cut flowers going for quite a while. If you received a potted flower as a gift, a few tips from our experts on caring for things such as miniature roses. Miniature roses need direct sun in the home. Place them in a south or west facing window and rotate the plant once or twice a week to promote even growth. They also require a consistent moisture supply, so when the surface of the soil becomes dry to the touch, water until water flows out of the bottom of the container. Discard the excess water. Don't leave it sitting in a pot, especially if it's one of those enclosed pots that comes with the decorative foil exterior. You'll want to fertilize the miniature rose once or twice a month with a dilute fertilizer solution. They do prefer a daytime temperature around 70 degrees Fahrenheit and a minimum nighttime temperature around 60. Of course, you also want to keep those plants away from cold drafts and heat sources. To promote new growth and additional blooms, remove the cut flowers as they fade, cut off the stem just above the uppermost five-leaf leaflet, and remove any yellow leaves or dead growth to keep your plant looking good. If you'd like to, in May, miniature roses can be placed outside in the garden. Harden or acclimate them to outdoor conditions by placing in a shady location, then gradually expose the plant to longer periods of sunlight. After the miniature rose has been acclimated outdoors for several days, place a potted plant on a sunny patio or deck. You can also plant directly into the garden. While miniature roses are small, they're actually more cold-hardy than hybrid tea roses. Just select a sunny site with fertile, well-drained soil and plant your acclimated rose directly into a garden space. Similarly, if you received a flowering azalea in a pot, you want to place that in a brightly lit, cool location. An ideal site is one near a window that receives bright light but no direct sunlight, with a temperature somewhere between 60 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Watering is very important for azaleas. Check the potting soil daily, and when the surface becomes dry to the touch, water until the water begins flowing out the bottom. And again, the pots of many azaleas are also placed inside these decorative pot covers, so when watering, carefully remove the pot cover, water the plant in the sink, and then drop the azalea back into the pot cover. When placed in a favorable location and given good care, azaleas may bloom for 3 to 4 weeks. Azaleas sold by flower shops are not generally winter hardy outdoors in Iowa, and therefore are normally discarded after flowering and are not usually well planted in the home garden. Also want to remind folks that we do still have several copies of the garden calendar for 2019 if you're looking for a fun gift for the flower and garden lover in your life. Those are half off now. If you would like to stop by the Extension office and pick one of those up, you can visit our office Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. And finally, a quick reminder that Cass County Extension is hosting the Market Ready Workshop for Producers coming up in a couple weeks on Tuesday, February 26th. The training is designed to provide producers with the skills and knowledge needed to make sound decisions about diversifying their operations into wholesale, retail, or institutional market outlets. The workshop is on Tuesday, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. here at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic, and will focus on best marketing practices when dealing with market outlets, including communication and building relationships, regulations, packaging and labeling, grading, pricing, logistics, and more. We will wrap up our program for the last hour with a buyer panel. The intent of this part of the program is for buyers to meet farmers and producers and for both sides of the sales transaction to understand what the other needs in order to supply and buy local food. Cost for the workshop is $20 per person or $35 per couple or two employees from the same farm. Fee includes all training materials, lunch, and refreshments. Pre-registration is required by Friday, February 22nd. To register, you can stop by the office or print a registration form from the Cass County Extension website and return to the office by the deadline with payment. Again, with information on any upcoming programs, you can visit the Cass County Extension website. You can also find us online anytime at our Facebook page for upcoming events. Stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic on the fairgrounds or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.